Fine. And so you go over to someone's house and you ring the bell and you don't get an answer. You say, well, I guess no one's...
at home.
Right. And someone says, do you want your coffee black? And you say, no, I want my coffee...
with cream and sugar.
Okay. Or you might not use cream. You might use more common than cream.
Milk.
Yeah. So I want mine...
with milk and sugar.
Okay. And you want it black, or you might say...
no. Or, I do not want
I
it.
Want my coffee. I want my coffee.
I want my coffee plain. Without.
Yeah, okay, so say
without
the word.
Sugar.
No, but say it with the word, the other word you use, the word, the white stuff to put in.
Without milk
right.
and sugar.
Fine, very good. Now, if you saw someone coming in your direction, you might say that person was coming to me, but he's coming in that direction. Say, I saw that man, he was coming
toward me.
Good. And man's best friend is?
A dog.
Right, and little boy was what by the dog? He was?
Bitten.
Okay, and the animal that gives milk is a?
Cow.
And the animal you ride is a?
Horse.
And he fell what, the horse? He
down.
Fell, or he fell?
Over. Off the horse.
Right, and a game you play, you pitch these at a stake?
Horseshoes.
And something isn't a great distance away, it's just a, oh, that isn't far, it's just a little. That's just a little
bit away.
Okay. Something isn't hard to find. For instance, I was downtown, I looked in every store in the loop for a certain kind of a dress. You say, well, that's silly. You can find that almost
anywhere.
Sure. I say, you're still having trouble with your back? You say, no, I'm not having
any trouble.
Okay. And I say, who does this belong to? You say,
it's mine.
All right, but it belongs to someone else. You say it's...
oh, it's his.
And it's a woman?
Hers.
Belongs to us. It's...
them.
All right, belongs to...
us.
Or it, and so it's...
ours.
Right, and it belongs to them. It's...
theirs.
Right, and... it belongs to you, you say, to someone else, not to... you're talking to me. I say, whose pencil is this? You say it's...
mine.
Or it's...
yours.
Right. Someone comes in, someone's leaving your house, and you want to know when they're going to return. You say, when are coming again? When are
you coming?
All right. And if, say, there were four people, you might say to them, when are you?
When are you all coming?
Okay. But you only use you all in relation to more than one person.
Yes.
This is the, I mean, it has not, you don't say it's the one person. Nobody does.
No, I don't.
No. Do you ever hear anybody do this? Seriously, I mean, outside of foolishness on television.
No, I don't think so.
Phony Southern speech
yeah.
on television.
Yeah.
That's about the only place I hear. Sugar comes in a bag, and maybe you buy it as a...
5 pounds.
Okay, so the recipe, one recipe calls for one...
cup.
Or, well, let's say it's a big recipe.
1 pound.
Okay, and another one calls for...
2 pounds.
Fine. And the stuff that you, comes in a little wedge that makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Right. And the center of the egg is called the?
Yolk.
Okay, and the color of it is?
Yellow.
Did you ever hear the center of the egg called that?
Yes.
Which would you use, though, if you were talking about the center of the egg, probably?
The yellow of the egg, whatever.
Okay. You put an egg in water for 3 minutes and you have?
A boiled egg.
Okay. And did you ever hear the word soul food?
Yes.
What is it?
Greens, chitlins, ham hocks. Things of that.
Okay. Where did you hear about this? Where did you, and how long have you known this word? And
just in the last 5 years, at
mm-hmm.
least, when I started hearing mostly called that.
And where do you hear this term?
Pertaining to jazz.
The word soul.
Slang.
Yeah.
Yes.
The word soul meaning what?
Just soul. When they're pertaining to this, when they're saying...
well, I mean, I know that when someone talk about a Lester Young has this... this is